This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Ramble.
That does look cooler.
That was cool now.
But now you also read a little hungover.
Well, I'm a little hot as well.
Whoa.
What is happening?
This is sort of my new vibe.
This is a good vibe. I'm very into this.
Miles just took his sweater off. He took his shirt off for a second, too. We all enjoyed that.
Yeah.
He's wearing sunglasses inside and a shirt that says, bitch.
I'm trying to rebrand.
I am loving this. There is nothing you could have worn that would be better than that t-shirt.
I am sort of trying to rebrand my image to be more like, I don't give a fuck.
Sorry, yeah. Miles, do you think you're that bitch?
I do. And I also think that I'm trying to like maybe I sort of lean too much into the idea that I was kind of like a goofy guy, but now I'm just that bitch.
So tell me, what are your qualifications for being that bitch?
Well, I don't even care about fucking anything.
What did the text that's next to the word bitch say?
Well, this is actually my wife's shirt. It's a shirt called Bitch Magazine. And it's sort of an iconic magazine. And it says, feminist response to pop culture. It was like an iconic magazine that was like sort of, you know, feminist new wave at the time. And
you're kind of an icon.
I'll accept those terms.
You look like a rock star right now between sets.
Well, you know, it's like, well, first of all, my hair is dumb long.
It's good long. It's probably the annoying type of long.
It only looks good with sunglasses.
I wonder if it's you that's so cool or if it's the outfit.
Because like also it's like, do I put it in front of my ears or do I put it behind?
Behind. I don't like
it. Yeah, in front is, yeah.
Sorry, that was a unanimous.
Sorry, man. It's not a good look. I need to see the ears.
I sort of am just like, with sunglasses on, I feel like I can pull off the hair. Without sunglasses, people are like, ugh, what's up?
Let me see without the sunnies. It does look better with the sunnies.
This is what I'm saying. I would like to be also the type of guy that people look at and they're like, that guy looks famous even though he's not.
I was just going to say, I feel like behind ears, yeah. Bradley Cooper. In front of ears, Snape.
Should we all?
Everybody has two, they're either one of two personalities. They're Bradley Cooper or they're Severus Snape.
I could see you in those like rose-colored glasses or like the little like the blue or green tints, which I would like to be that person too.
Yeah, like I want to sort of toe the line between is that guy hungover or just thinking about cool stuff.
Did I go get my sunglasses?
Do you think you have the hair for it?
I don't. Oh,
sorry.
Hey,
I paid a lot of money.
Whoa, buddy, you're hitting a nerve.
I just said,
whoa, buddy, you're hitting a nerve.
I thought that there was something about sunnies with hair. Like, I don't wear sunglasses.
No.
Mostly because of my real glasses.
Well, that's why right now, like, I'm seeing you and you're way dark, but also a little blurry. Because the glasses for me, though, I do think that without sunglasses or regular glasses, I feel like it's egg on my face. I feel like it's like, whoa, there's
a crater. By
the
way, you do have a little something on your face.
I definitely do. It's probably the donut. I had a raspberry donut with lime. I'm also trying to create a lifestyle brand.
And raspberry lime donut is on par?
Well, I just sort of want to be the type of guy that shares about his donut, and that is something that people want to hear.
Raspberry lime could be your band name.
What's up? What's up, everybody? We are Raspberry Lime. This next one's called Bitch.
Can I make one little edit?
Yeah.
You don't even care that they're here.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? We're Raspberry Lime. Thanks for coming out.
But I just, you know, I don't know. My brand is sort of existing. I'm ready to rebrand, you know? And I think, you know, look, if you guys are interested in rebranding along with me, it's sort of a new thing. You've kind of been doing the same kind of tall guy, funny guy, big mouth.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of...
I'm in the middle of...
flexibility as to who I am. I feel like I could do this.
Whoa.
You do look way different.
Keith? This is actually pretty hot.
Give me a couple of buttons undone. From the bottom.
From the bottom. From the bottom.
That's subversive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're subversive Keith.
Ooh.
One more.
Do you see my undershirt?
Yeah.
What if you kind
of... Oh, go all the way. Go all the way. Open.
Can we see his belly button?
All the way open, because you have an undershirt on.
Yeah, you're right.
Keith, what if you wore, like, a feather coat?
Yes. Big Bird. By the way, Sesame Street in the news.
This is about to be huge, just this.
This actually, by the way, Keith, yeah this is pretty
totally
hot.
Totally different.
You look completely different. Keith just unbuttoned his shirt. He's got a white undershirt underneath. You kind of look like, this is big.
Shoes off.
Okay.
Shoes off? Sorry, I think that this is Zach.
Socks on your hands.
This is what Zach is trying to see, your feet. Zach loves feet. Guys, expose. Zach's trying to see Keith's feet.
I have funny looking feet. Mm-hmm. We've shown our feet on the pod many times before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on that picture for me on Foot Finder. I was like, why would I be on Foot Finder? And there's a picture of me next to you holding my foot like a claw.
Yeah.
Sorry, what is Foot Finder?
Okay, don't act like you've never been on
there.
No,
I swear to God, I know.
Zach, I saw it bookmarked on your fucking phone.
I know WikiFeet. That's my homepage.
Foot Finder is kind of like you're looking for feet, and it helps you find them.
But what is the like? Do I put a photo of a foot and then it's like doo, boo, 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 Miles Bonsignore?
Or
do I describe the foot that I want, or is it a stumble upon feature where I just keep clicking until I find the right one?
It's truly stumble upon because it's feet.
Very nice. I'm confused what the functionality of the site is. Like Foot Finder, is it the same as WikiFeet?
Let me just go into incognito
mode. What other
Finder
apps are there?
Well, I think that Foot Finder. Only Finder?
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only.
Foot Finder. Let's go. Feet Finder. Learn how to sell feet pics.
Oh.
Feet Finder is the easiest way for verified foot fetish users to buy feet pics and sell feet pictures and videos in a safe and secure.
And you're on the site, you said.
No. Not yet. But hey, maybe my new vibe could constitute me selling pictures of my feet. But I don't think that that's like, I feel like if I was going to do it, it would be at a high premium.
We've talked about making a video competition where Keith and I battle selling feet pics for a long time. I don't think that we'll ever actually do it, but I will say here, audience, if you're interested, we'll do it as a podcast episode.
It has to be for charity. You can't be pocketing.
Why not? It's my feet.
Yes, I
am. It's my feet.
We'll do it.
That's a good point.
Also, do you think that the charities want that money?
I don't want your dirty foot
your
money.
Your dirty foot money. It could be like to buy people's shoes.
That's clever. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm on board.
Yeah.
I'm going through a bit of a rebrand right now myself.
Really? Zach, I would love if you could just sort of tell me about that.
Well, I'm surprised you can't tell. I'm sporty, Zach.
You do feel a little sportier. You've got your joggers.
Yeah, it's the striped shirts.
You can't tell that I am in athletic wear?
These are like...
This is athleisure?
$700 sweatpants or something, right?
This is Target, you bitch.
Lululemon's exclusive brand.
Wow, those are nice for
Target. Can I feel them? Sorry, I almost grabbed without asking.
We've talked about this. These pants.
Yeah, they have
the one with the weird pocket.
Yeah,
fart zipper.
Yeah, they're nice.
Is the shirt athletic? It doesn't read athletic.
No, but
to me.
Keith and I discussed this. We don't own athletic shirts. We just take shirts we don't care about anymore.
Yeah.
And sweat in them.
Yeah.
Oh, I do that as well.
Like, why would you buy an athletic shirt?
Pants, I get. Athletic pants.
Yes.
Sure. I want the.
Swish.
Right. You know,
you can't just work out in old jeans.
But athletic shirt, that's a sham.
Old t-shirt. Wear
it. Old t-shirt, sweat in a rag.
Sweat in a rag. You guys ever cut up your old shirts and make them rags?
No, I think maybe I thought about doing that when I was a kid.
Oh, I definitely did.
But I think
did.
if I walked into someone's house and they had just
Ralph
like,
Lauren rags.
Really fancy.
Not the only rags.
Like, I guess it depends on what the rags are for. If they're for car stuff.
For like outside cleaning rags.
Yeah, no.
So you don't wash them, you just throw them away.
No, I like
that. This is so grimy and gross. Mm. I don't want to put it in my washing machine.
Oh, honey, I've spilled. Grab the Burberry rag.
If I'm doing an oil change, which obviously
you've never done.
In my new vibe, though, I feel like I could pull off an oil change.
You know where you would even go under the car. I know, but where under the car?
Probably simple. It's probably a big button marked oil.
Probably has a big arrow, big flashing arrow. This one.
Oil.
Get a bowl.
My dad changed the oil a billion times when we were kids.
Do you know how to check the oil?
Yeah, you put this little, you put the dipstick in, you wipe it off clean, and then you put it back in, and then you try to see how much oil's in it.
I've never done it. I know that it's there.
You've never checked your own oil?
Definitely not.
Oh my
I know
God.
That I should.
I mean, your car is not doing well right now.
No, it's on its last. Well, here's what's crazy. I have a 2016 Prius C. They don't make them anymore. So, like, the battery died. I called AAA. They're like, no, bro. Brought it to Toyota. They quoted me over $6,000 in damages that I had to fix on
this
car.
That's crazy.
Wait, you did it? You went through with it?
No.
What year's your car? What year's your car?
2015, 2016.
Really? That's crazy.
But the guy told me, he's like, your engine, you could drive for another 130,000 miles.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Wow.
And then I brought it to one of the places just around here. They charged me $800 for
Yeah, that's the thing about, like, we were trying to get a gift for a friend. We were, like, getting a bunch of Polaroids framed. Went to a place near my house. They quoted us $1,300. And I was like, that's psycho. Like, yeah. What? It was like, put a bunch of Polaroids on a piece of paper and put it in a frame. And we got it done elsewhere, and it was like, I don't know, $100 or like $80 or something.
You know what? That's why you that bitch.
That's why I'm that bitch. But also, in terms of car stuff, yeah, I drive a 2007 Prius, and it's got a big dent in the front of it.
Nice.
Priuses will last forever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Sarah drives a 2008. And we're just sort of cruising in those nice little old-ass cars till they tinker away and they fall apart.
The relief of having a car that you can park anywhere and not worry about coming back to more dents.
Oh, well, I mean, I've talked about this. Did I tell you guys I got hit by a car? I was in a car accident.
Oh, my God.
Like, recently? Is that why you have the new vibe? Did you, like, hit your head really hard?
I hit my head, and I came out cool.
I came out that bitch.
What am I playing, like a sitar?
I don't know.
I don't know what that instrument is. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I was driving, and somebody peeled out in front of me really quickly to try to go across four lanes of traffic. Oh. And I slammed on the brakes, skidded, and hit the... Because then they stopped. They, like, tried to go into the center lane, but then their car was coming, so they stopped. So I hit the back corner of their car hard. My airbags didn't go off, but I was like, and it kind of jostled me, and I was like, shit. And I got out of the car. I, like, parked the car, emergency brake, whatever, popped the hazards on, and was like... And you could hear the broken, fucking shattered the headlight cap, and got out of the car to make sure the person was okay and see, like, I guess I'm going to fucking deal with insurance. And I'm like, even though they peeled out in front of me, I hit them. I get out. I'm like, all right. Oh, I guess they're just turning around. And then they just drove off.
No.
Stop.
Yeah.
They just ran away.
Yeah. And I was like, either they were drunk, didn't have a license,
or there
was some, no insurance, or some reason that they were like, I can't deal with this. And they fucking, and I waited for like 5 minutes. I'm like in the intersection, people are going around me, but I'm like, are they coming back? And I'm like, so dumb, but yeah.
Wait, when was this?
Like last year, like December.
Oh my God.
You've been holding out on your friends.
Sorry. Well, I feel like we recorded a bunch and then we didn't record for a little bit, and it was in that interim.
It was a month ago.
But I was on the, yeah, it was a month ago. I was on the way to the HeadGum Studios to do a Mario Kart live stream.
Don't Which brag about funny. Your other family.
That's funny.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
I you got an accident life. Before Mario Kart. That's exactly, funny, right?
That's exactly right.
That's funny.
I got hit by a blue shell.
Maybe it was Bowser or something.
It's a big Bowser.
Maybe it was Bowser.
I don't have a license. Bowser without a license.
I'm a Koopa King.
Yeah. But the nice part about having an old car is, like, there's a big fucking dent in the front of my car. And, like, yeah, that sucks. But I'm like, everything works. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not,
I haven't gotten it fixed. That actually is...
It does probably reflect poor. Like, if I was to show up to, like, a business meeting with somebody I didn't know that well, and I'm like, hey, you should trust me with something really smart. And they're going
to
be like,
no one ever sees your car. I feel, people in LA are like, you got to roll up to the agency in your fancy car. I'm like,
in the parking lot, a mile
away. You're going to get an elevator and then go to a lobby and then go to another lobby and then go to a third lobby before you get to have your meeting 15 minutes late because they had something more important come up last minute.
That's a really good point.
They will never see your car. The valet will see your car.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
And also the people you're meeting with, if they're that type of fancy people that give a shit about that, their car's valeted anyways. They're just at the fucking top of the tower.
Exactly. They're not going to see your car.
Sometimes in LA, we crash into each other just to feel something.
Are you writing a memoir?
Matthew McConaughey?
You feel like it's...
We made PowerPoint presentations.
Hard pivot.
Hey, guys.
I bet you wonder what that title of this episode
Rainey,
was all about.
Rainey, I explicitly told you that was my second PowerPoint.
Oh.
You have two?
How fucking dare you?
I just want everyone to know that I actually shelled out cash for this experience.
Really?
What do you mean?
What'd you buy?
Rainey texted us about 2 weeks ago, and she said, guys, we're doing PowerPoints. And I've panicked. And I said, I got to make a PowerPoint that's so fucking good. And I looked online. I was like, maybe I'll use AI to help me. And so I bought a free trial of an AI software.
You bought a free trial?
Well, hang on. Got a free trial of an AI software.
Forgot to cancel it.
And then I got a charge on my card for $144.
Shut the fuck up.
It was like, hey, congratulations. 144? You just bought a year of beautiful AI. Hey, beautiful AI, go fuck yourself. Because they were like, yeah, you just want a whole year of this shit. So I had to email and hopefully they cancel it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But they were like, because, and then I didn't even end up using it. I was like, oh, this seems complicated. And then I made my own PowerPoint this morning.
I made one this morning too. I think it's bomb, although I made it, it's a keynote.
Because you're the keynote speaker.
So let's lay the groundwork here. Rainey texted us and asked us to prepare PowerPoint presentations. She said they could be on anything. Mm-hmm. We were given no guidelines,
No
guidance whatsoever.
Oh yeah, King.
We all prepared PowerPoint presentations. Your boy has two.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm reading this. Yeah. Zach, I'm very curious.
Is this a smart one?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So you guys know that I'm a bit of a, you guys know I'm a bit of a history buff. And so I wanted to really show off my historical knowledge.
Uh-huh. Horrific history of the Fae and correcting modern Fae misconceptions.
Yeah, if you will, Miles, the floor is mine. Horrific
if you will.
Now, we all know the Fae, and I'm sure we all are aware of its horrific history. But there are many misconceptions that I would like to take this opportunity to clear up. Let's talk about fairies in popular culture. Fairies go back, of course, to the old times. We see them in a lot of historical art. But there's common misconception and misinformation that fairies are only benevolent. They're often attributed to the works of Disney and Hans Christian Andersen. Here we have Thumbelina. We have Tinkerbell. We have some Polly Pockets. We have some others.
Sure. Are you about to say that Michael Myers is a fairy?
I'm very excited for this.
I really like this.
What are fairies, a.k.a. fae, or fair folk, which is where the word fairy comes from?
Oh, I didn't know
fair
that.
Fair folk.
They are magical, cunning creatures. They have a human-like appearance, but they have wings, and they're sometimes small. They are often associated with one of the following: fallen, demoted angels.
Wow.
These are angels who used to be up in the sky, but then came down, they lost because of some misdeed, miscreant action. They were brought down to earth. They are sometimes demons. They are sometimes spirits of the dead, which is why I would argue that many, as you'll see in a few slides, of the horror icons in film are actually, in fact, fairies.
I'm so on board.
Fays.
I like this a lot.
Now, fairies, can they be
benevolent, as we see in Disney films? Why, sure. But do you want to try your luck? Next slide.
Okay.
Now, some fairy locations to avoid in case you are out in the world. I don't want you to come across a fairy in the wrong place. Fairy rings. Now, these are often used to trap or enthrall humans. And there are also fairy mounds, a.k.a. hills. These are where the fairies live. And as we all know, those are portals to the underworld.
You know, I used to make little fairy homes.
Oh, me too.
And leave offerings for the fairies.
Oh, my God.
Miles, you are... And by the way, that explains the car accident.
Exactly. That explains the car accident.
Tell me about your fairy homes.
So I would leave offerings. We would make little houses for fairies, and we'd leave little offerings for them.
This is making me think we actually would have been friends if we were kids.
Did you just realize that you two are like the
different
head and tails
of
the same coin?
Yes. Well, I was making little fairy homes. We were like leaving little gems for them.
I was trying to be a fairy. I was jumping off the hammock. Me and my friend would...
Oh, and that's awesome. Jumping off the hammock?
Terribly. By the way, that, so you're so lucky you're alive.
How can you exert force backwards just on a hammock and move yourself
forward. Both swinging. One person on one side, me on the other side, swinging the hammock, and then you launch.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Fall.
Dragonfly.
All right. Well, so Zach, this is all in your head.
Now,
this is what
yes, I'm
sort
thinking
of
about
occupies.
This very often.
Yeah.
Now, I am. This was my thesis in college. I imagine that you are thinking, "Whoa, Zach, that sounds pretty scary. I don't want to come across a fairy. When do I need to be on lookout?" Of course, times of heightened fairy activity. You have Halloween as well as Walpurgis. Look out for fairies. Now, fairies come, of course, in multiple forms, as we see here depicted. There are Bogarts.
Bogarts.
Is this just your college? Did you repurpose this?
Isn't it a Bogart?
Is this like from your college? And you
Keith,
just
I'm sorry. Are you correcting me?
I'm asking. Is it a Bogart?
Bogart or
it's a Bogart?
This is.
What did you say?
I said Bogart.
Okay.
Now these are household ghosts. That, you know, honestly,
household
I'm not
going
to talk about the Bogarts because if you're going to question me, you're not going to get to learn about it.
He's getting defensive and moving on.
Skipping pixies, we have the red caps. Now, these are my favorites.
Unbelievable.
They are murderous goblins.
This is still going.
They're often in old castles, so as long as you're not in castles,
that's
fine.
Where did you download this PowerPoint?
Is this from college? Did you just find like a download? Yeah, you 1,000,000% Googled PowerPoint for download.
If you come across a red cap, you can ward them off with a crucifix. So long as you're carrying a crucifix with you at all times, you're fine. Now let's talk about... By the way, I don't appreciate the accusations. I worked very hard on this.
I think you're...
Let's talk about Quarthigilin. This is the fairy cow.
Okay, on the next slide, Keith, cover the text.
Their milk is so good, it's superior to butter.
Yeah, see, he's just reading the text.
Yeah,
it's superior to reading. Butter. That's not what it says.
Make superior
make
milk.
Superior milk and butter.
Kelpie, the marrow, the puka. We love
a million slides.
Now, these are only a few types to be wary of because there's many fairy protection methods. Wow, I must have really blacked out and made a big... big slideshow.
You fucking downloaded this.
Now, in conclusion, I want you to beware of the fairy.
Be wary.
Be wary of the fairy.
You forgot your little joke.
You forgot your
cute little rhyme you wrote.
Be wary the fairy. I think that we all can firmly say here that we now believe in fairies.
Jacques.
And we all now know to be wary of the fairy. I hope that as you go out into the world, you are careful. You are careful. Now, I did unfortunately have to cut
for time.
Yeah, there are a few
after
additional
in conclusion.
Yeah, wait.
This is as the credits roll. I just wanted there are a few things I couldn't get to.
Okay. Will the Wisp.
Now, the Will the Wisp, of course, we didn't talk about, but there are some potential scientific explanations that could...
Just reading it. Reading it's right off the slide.
Okay, I went on to our Discord, and I asked if anyone had a slideshow, so I want to give a major shout-out to Fairy Dusts and their friend Clover Fay, who made me this beautiful...
This is unbelievable.
Okay, I'm back
huge.
On board. Way to go.
I like that.
Yeah.
Using what you know, which is that you have an audience that you can steal from.
God, there's so many slides.
This is unbelievable.
Wait, are there fairies now? Wow, and we have references.
Fairypedia.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you guys like show your work.
This is sick.
Zach, you did a great job there.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Oh, let's give it up for Zach.
I'd experienced that for the first time along with you.
Uh-huh. Zach, that was awesome.
I don't know if you could tell.
That was not clear, actually.
That's not clear.
I have a second one.
Maybe we go around the room once, and then we'll come back to whatever else Zach has plagiarized.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll see how that goes. Should we go to you, Miles? Yeah, because yours is on the... Because I'm going to have to plug in directly.
Oh, yeah, let's go for me. Randy, I emailed it to you.
Let's go for me?
Let's go for Miles. All right, everyone. So, obviously, a lot of people are asking me, just sort of all around the world, how to be famous and rich.
Sorry, is your middle name
Yeah, McCall? That's what I wanted to talk about.
Miles McCall Bonsignore.
Is that real?
Yes.
That's a real name? M-A-C-C-A-U-L-L?
Yeah, it's M-A-C.
Okay.
Big C.
A-U-L-L. You have to be changing your name to McCall. Bonsignore.
Sarah almost wanted to be named Sarah McCall.
I don't blame her.
I get why.
Miles McCall is also kind of a good like stage name.
You've
been sleeping on this. This is how to be rich and famous. Change your name.
Okay, excuse me.
How to be rich and famous by Miles Bonsignore. Not really listening. How to be rich and famous by Miles McCall. I'm leaning in.
Like, that guy has two names.
I'm hitting subscribe. I'm downloading the masterclass.
Maybe that's a good alt TikTok account for me where I can shitpost.
Yes. And I swear, Miles, you're going to get bigger on McCall's account than Miles's.
That's honestly not a bad idea. I've been thinking about ways I can sort of circumvent the algorithm.
Do you mind if I name my son McCall?
I do. And I like it. I mind, and I mind that it is good. Why be rich and famous? Well, people will trust you about being smart. So basically all the time celebrities are on interview shows and they say stuff that's not that smart. And I find that's actually really nice because I say stuff all the time. People are like, who the hell is this guy? But if you are freaking what? If you're Jennifer Aniston's or Cameron Diaz, you are going to be able to say stuff that's smart and get away with it.
Great point.
Because you can make your boring thoughts impactful. Example, the tripod, right? Being rich and famous means that your boring thoughts matter to people.
Are you saying that we're rich and famous?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Is that a shock to you?
But does that mean we don't need this PowerPoint because we've already done it?
No, because you can always be taken away from you.
Oh,
that's
shit.
True.
Now, I have four concrete methods. There's only four possible ways to be famous and rich and hot. And the first one is being hot.
The Zach method.
Yeah. So the first one is being hot. Zach knows. Being hot, being culturally hot, having big boobs, big butt, big eyes, big cheeks, big dick.
Energy.
Is
big,
going
big.
We're talking about big stuff.
Big stuff. Big lips. Stuff.
Big ears.
Big eyes.
Big nips. Big hands. All of it. You want to look like Shrek. You want to be as big as Shrek.
I can get behind that.
Giant features, okay? People are loving it. So I thought I'd show you guys a couple examples of how we can be hot. Number one, The Rock is big and looks like a squirrel got shaved.
This is actually a huge question. I don't think The Rock is hot.
No, I don't either.
He's not.
But he is strong.
He's strong, though.
The Rock is an asexual movie star.
Yeah.
I feel like, who was saying to me that they would hook up with The Rock? I think it was Caitlin.
Ew.
Well,
Caitlin has a track record for...
hooking up with The Rock would be like hooking up with like a naked mole rat. He's
oh my God.
So big That's and muscular. True. It would just be like there's too much body movement.
He's almost the most Shrek-like... You literally describe big, big, big. That's The Rock.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Also, you know that he only knows how to jackhammer.
Lots of baby oil.
Lots of baby oil?
Yeah.
Be shiny.
Okay. That's a note for all of us, I think.
More baby oil.
More baby oil.
I think
that's
that I
easy,
could be,
affordable.
What if I came in totally oiled up one day?
I have to imagine it stains the sheets.
And how do you not just break out?
Yeah, I would not. Because you're on steroids. Okay. And this is Jason Statham. You can slide these guys down a slip and slide, and they go way faster than anybody else. Yeah, there's no body hair.
They're never
getting
stuck in a hole.
There's never getting stuck in a hole. You could grease these guys up and boop, block them out.
They're like, they slide right through your hands.
Exactly. Method two, going viral.
That's right.
That is the second way to be rich and hot and famous. Keith, Zach, any thoughts?
Yeah, that's one of the ways to do it.
Okay. Going viral can mean a lot of things. By the way, tangent. This is something I've been wanting to talk about for a long time.
Yeah.
You know how I get served so many TikToks that are people talking shit about like people in their friend group or like enemies they have, and then that TikTok goes mega viral. And I was just like, I can't fathom being friends with somebody who does that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, then you would know, like, okay, at the drop of a hat, they're going to make like a viral TikTok trashing me. I find it to be so weird. Mm. And they're not famous people. It'll just be like some girl from Connecticut being like, get ready with me while I talk about my toxic ex-best friend. And it's like, this sucks. Like, this is such a bad thing for society.
Mm-hmm. No, it is bad. I mean, they are interesting.
They are interesting, but it's like, at what cost? Like, that person
they go viral and then they get rich and famous, like you said.
That's a good point. And then they could buy a boat like Charlene Woodley's.
If I could say, I just have this friend he really sucks, and he started wearing sunglasses thinking that he's better than us, and he comes around, and he just has this really caustic energy, and I want to say, honestly, to me, he's not that bitch.
That came out of nowhere.
High five. I'm doing what you said!
Zach?
Oh, I see. I got it. Roger.
Whoa, who's that?
Zach was talking shit about me to get more famous.
That's an honor, and honestly.
That's your legacy.
That's my legacy. Let me just tell you about something. Addison Rae.
Let's talk about her.
Let's talk about her. She's doing exactly what I said she was years ago. I sat in that chair, and I predicted that Addison Rae would be America's sweetheart. Mm-hmm. She'd be a pop princess. She'd be beloved like Dua Lipa. She would be as strong as Tom Holland. And everybody laughed at me. Everybody laughed at funny old Miles.
They went,
Miles! Oh, you'll never be right. You'll never be right, my son.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And I told them all that she would be famey, and guess what? I heard that she steals the show in the Thanksgiving movie by Eli Roth, which I have not seen yet.
No, she's an A-lister now.
She's an A-lister.
They all said to you, son, you'll never be right. You'll never live up to me legacy. You'll never get me Lucky Charms.
Also, her new song is a bop.
I've heard her music is amazing.
The new one, I would disagree with the earlier music that I heard of hers. I thought it was bad. But what's the new song?
Well, not that it's good or bad, Keith.
Just it's fun.
It exists. It exists.
You said it was amazing.
It exists. Well, yeah. It exists, I would say, tandem and paramount to other songs that are really popular that sound like that.
Okay.
So it's not that it's good or bad. It's just that it is thrown in the fucking bucket, and she's shooting fish in a barrel with her pop songs.
I actually do think about her in terms of, wow.
And then I spun her on the
very flow 360.
In terms of performing sexuality and like the creation of sexuality, she does it perfectly. Maybe.
You think that she creates sexuality?
I do think she does. I think she cultivates it within herself. I don't think she was born that hot. And that's not even disparaging. I'm impressed, and I want to do that too.
Yeah, that's really interesting. She's also she's one of the first use cases for this is like a civilian walking around that used the internet to become like without TikTok, Addison Rae could have been a fantastic nurse practitioner.
Yeah, honestly,
she could have been saving lives, but instead, she's doing the nay nay on TikTok.
I actually tried to be a dancer on TikTok way harder than it. I didn't post it because it's not up to par.
But you look at Amelia DeMoldenberg. She does dancing on TikTok.
No, literally, that is why I try to do it.
She does dancing, and it's so charming. It's not necessarily technically great, but she's being herself, and people love her for it.
Well, I do think I need to learn the dance beforehand, because I was trying to just wing it. And I think you do actually have to have some scaffolding in there. So
You need to have the scaffolding of a good dance.
Of a good dance that's structured and like well thought out beforehand. But I am obsessed with Amelia. We have to talk about the chicken shop date with Paul Mescal.
It's crazy that you two are having a conversation because it feels like you're talking to yourself.
Me and Rainey are someone's last two brain cells. Just sort of echoing off of each other.
We should pause and put our lunch order in.
Oh,
yes. Forch.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Okay, so just be more like Addison Rae. Noted.
Turtle Kid.
Or Turtle Kid.
You think Turtle Kid's made money?
Oh, yeah.
Turtle Kid, actually, I saw that he was...
He doesn't even own that clip.
He was on a private jet.
Wait, who is Turtle Kid?
Rainey.
I like turtles.
Turtle Kid likes turtles.
I can't.
Turtle Kid was a viral sensation.
He was at a fair.
He was at a fair and he
for
said,
Halloween.
I like turtles.
How recent was this?
Oh, what? A long time ago, Rainey. Okay.
Turtle Kid was one of the first viral videos.
You got to know the memes. Classic. Yeah, this is history.
Do you know apparently, kid?
Huh?
Apparently, I don't know where the Powerball is. Apparently, my grandpa was... apparently, kid?
No, I feel like the first viral that I'm thinking about is Ain't Nobody Got Time for That.
And by the way, he's right.
It's a classic.
Working on the internet and not knowing Turtle Kid is like trying to write music and not knowing Johann Sebastian Bach. Okay?
I didn't know his first name was Johann.
Johann.
Also, I will say I saw a clip of Shawn Mendes and he just discovered Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. And I was like, wait, what?
Wait, Shawn Mendes just discovered Frankie Valli?
Like when he was like this was probably 2 or 3 years ago, but like he was well into his fame.
Yeah.
He was like, they're great.
I do think that Turtle Kid paved the way. You know what's funny about this as I'm thinking about it? Being viral before, it used to be like, it was like random almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now,
it's calculated.
It's a concerted effort.
It's a concerted effort.
Well, that's the difference, I think, in what the definition of viral would mean, kind of like way, way bigger than anticipated, yeah. Almost accidental.
Lightning in a bottle.
But what people do now is just have huge view success regularly, right. And that's not really a viral video anymore.
Yeah.
A viral video is Chewbacca Mom. Like, that shouldn't have blown up, but right. It did.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok will have a viral video again where it's like some random thing that happens that's mm-hmm. like really wild.
Yeah. Like a weird interview.
Very well observed.
Or the first video and it becomes a very successful TikTok series. The first one is a viral video because, like, well, that came out of nowhere. You've
yeah.
never had success before. But right. as you replicate that success, those are no longer viral videos because you knew what you were doing now.
Yeah, like funny bloopers. Method 3, Nepo Baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
Best one.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ was the original Nepo Baby.
Damn right.
His dad was God, and people forget that. I don't remember if Newman's Own Salad Dressing was a Nepo Baby.
I'm in the salad dressing. The salad dressing is sort of a Nepo Baby.
Yeah,
yeah I get yeah. behind that.
But
yeah.
I just sort of, yeah, because the salad dressing, well, I guess the father was Newman.
Yeah.
So the Newman's Own Salad Dressing, in a lot of ways, was a Nepo Baby.
Absolutely.
By the way, though, good brand.
It's good brand. It's also brand. 1,000,000%, by
1
the way.
1,000,000% charitable.
It's all for charity, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Hank Green talked about that in a recent thing. Mm-hmm. Huge shout out to my bestie, Hank.
Yep.
Honestly.
Did he answer your DM?
What DM? But when I came in and met Hank Green, I said, hey, Hank, how's it going? I'm Miles. And he said, oh, have we not met before? And I was like,
I've made it.
What I loved is he's the best. And he hung out and ate lunch and he was like, got a picture with me and Miles. He like met Kwesi and he's like, hey, can I get a picture for my wife? And it was just adorable watching him. I don't think I told you guys this, that he did his stand-up show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, I told him, like, hey, I'd love to come by. I'll check it out. And he said, can I get a ticket? And he's like, sure, but can you open for me?
Yeah, I want to hear. So what did you? So how did
you
it
opened?
Go?
He made me open.
Wait, what? That's so cool.
He made me do. I did like a mini stand-up routine.
And
it was delightful.
People, did they like it?
They laughed. It was a great room.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It was. I don't think
were
was.
Were you
the,
so nervous? I
so
feel like
nervous.
Stand-up is like, holy shit.
It's scary.
I wasted the whole day prepping a 5-minute stand-up routine.
Of course, it
worked.
That's can you give so us? Sick. Can you give us a little taste of one of the jokes you did?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
No, I didn't do a knock knock joke. I, you know, it's funny. I told my mom this same thing, and she's like, "Tell me a joke," and I'm like, "I'm not gonna. I can't do that." And she's like, "Just tell me one of the jokes you did." I'm like, "I can't tell you a joke over the phone. Doesn't work that way."
Tell me a joke.
It had to be there.
Sort of like you just had to be there.
You want
to
hear a joke?
What do you get when you take a society and you put a bomb in it?
That's Joker, right? Yeah.
What is the bounds of Nepo Baby? Because I think we've expanded the definition. It used to be that your parents were famous. Now it's, or but it's also if you just come from wealth. Or
it's like a nepotism hire. It's like you're a nepotism baby in that like you might not have been hired directly by your parents, but you got a leg up by your parents being famous / successful in the industry. There was actually a great, you know, the Please Don't Destroy guys, great sketches on SNL. And those guys did a sketch with Dakota Johnson recently. And the one of the jokes in the sketch, because John Higgins is Steve Higgins' son, and then Martin Hurley is one of the SNL producers' sons. So those guys are all really funny and deserve to be on SNL, but they are, two of them are Nepo babies. And they did a whole bit with Dakota Johnson.
Also a Nepo baby.
Who's also a Nepo baby, where they were making fun of each other, and they were like Nepo truce. They were like, Nepo truce. And they all had rings, and they put them all together, and they're like, woo. I was like, that's actually really funny.
I think if you acknowledge it, it's so much better.
Of course, it really helps. It really helps, because if you deny it, like, then it's just like, or something,
you're
deny
being
it.
An asshole. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, Newman's Own Salad Dressing is definitely a Nepo baby, and they're canceled. Ben Platt, another way to get famous is to be Ben Platt and be.
That's a good way to do it.
And then he's sort of too old and looks like a pedophile in that movie.
Did you see Theater Camp? It was phenomenal.
I know. People say it was amazing.
It was?
It's fantastic.
By the way, Ben Platt is really great.
Fine, but the ending song was great.
Okay, well, why are you stepping on me?
Why are you stepping?
You just stepped to Zach. Did you see it? I did. So I am welcome into the conversation.
I thought it was fantastic.
I know, but people
I think it's super funny.
I like a lot of those people.
I recommend it. Keith doesn't.
He said the ending song was good.
I said the ending song.
Keith half recommends
was
it.
Great. But I just thought it was way too long and slow. Mm. And the jokes kind of like kept going. I'm like, somebody come in here and edit this down a little bit.
I watched it on an airplane and I giggled out loud a lot.
Airplane changes your emotions.
Airplane is a good place to watch movies because I find that it's rare that I dislike a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something about the airplane.
Makes me cry.
Fills you with love.
You're ready. You're primed.
Oh yeah. I cried at the dumbest movie on an airplane recently. I can't even remember what it was. It was not cry worthy.
Right. Virgin America knows all the places you want to be. It was that video. Fly away with me. Fly away with me. Yeah.
So then I have a text that says Nepo Baby.
Really nice.
And the fourth way is pure skill and talent. Okay.
That one's too hard.
Too hard to do.
Too hard.
I recommend the other ways first.
I would also recommend all those.
I would recommend the other ways way first, but if you have to do it, Dixie D'Amelio is the one to watch.
Hard to disagree.
By the way, speaking of Dixie D'Amelio, so I watched the Chicken Shop Date with Paul. I was like,
First name basis.
Mescal.
Obviously, I don't think that's his last name.
Paul who?
It's like Mescal. He talked about it on Chicken Shop Date. People like mispronounce
whatever happened to Paul You're telling Tequila? Me okay, everyone's on mezcal now.
I like
very
mezcal.
Nice.
Is that what
I really like? Really like that. That was actually a really good joke, and that's good.
But so I start watching Normal People, which I have a lot to say on, but can't even get into that. And I'm so distracted that Marianne, who's played by Daisy Edgar Jones, looks so much like Dixie D'Amelio. Super
she
different
looks
character.
Like Dixie D'Amelio?
I just keep seeing like Charlie in her. Have you seen Normal People?
No, but I've heard it's really great.
It's amazing, but it's intense. It's intense. I have to take a break from it because it just like got my
emotionally
exhausted.
I'm emotionally exhausted.
Rainey, I want to thank you for sharing that with us, and I feel enriched.
I do. I appreciate that, and it honestly makes me want to watch Normal People to know that she looks like Dixie. Of course, Sean Evans.
Hell yeah.
Pure skill and talent. You could also grease this guy up and send him down a slip and slide.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He does. He puts in the work. What I will say, what he lacks.
You have a second photo of Sean.
Do you think his butthole exists still?
Nobody say anything.
Just, he's literally pouring world's hottest peppers through his body more than anyone on the planet.
He probably, I would imagine he's chugging Pepto right after they stop shooting.
You know what's crazy is that you said, do you think his butthole exists anymore? Which I think you meant to say that he's blown it to smithereens.
Yeah. I think it's dissolved.
I pictured it as it puckered up and closed
it just,
shut.
It just became
Barbie style.
No, I imagine like it just dissolved away. Like
and I'm staring at the photo of him and you made me picture that his butt looks like his head. and I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Honestly, though, yeah, Sean Evans, I think, would be good in Fast and Furious.
I think he's got the riz.
And again, of course, Sean Evans. Sean Evans. Of course, we could not mention pure skill and talent without Sean Evans.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Amen.
And then, of course, Jacob Elordi.
Baby girl.
Baby, yeah.
He's baby girl.
He's the tall guy, right?
He's the tall, hot guy. He's the white guy of the month.
He is the white guy of the month right now.
And he's
so baby girl.
He was on Snow.
He kind of scares me a little.
Why? He's so fucking scary in Euphoria that like it does make you sort of be like, oh, is he scary in real life?
Keith, he was on what? Snull?
Snull.
What is
right? SNL.
Oh god damn.
He's on Snull.
He was on Snull.
He snulled.
He was on Snull.
Snull Live.
SNL Live Live.
Man.
SNL Live Live.
Be on SNL.
Careful what you wish for.
Careful what you
And then, of course, we would be remiss if not to mention.
Ah, yeah, he's really good.
I like him.
He's good. He doesn't have a butthole, apparently. And that's it.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm ready to be rich and famous.
That's right.
I thought that I put more prep into mine, but I like that yours was a jumping off point for conversation.
That's why I did it better.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, you didn't put any prep into yours. You downloaded yours from a fan. Basically got an unpaid intern.
Actually, I did 10 years of groundwork to build a community
that I could steal from.
that I could harvest great ideas from.
Of course.
I emailed you.
Where are your attributions at the end?
I don't have my credits are all it's all up here, all my brain.
Miles. McCall.
Miles McCall.
Really good, Miles. I enjoyed that very much.
Keep an eye out for the Miles McCall alt TikTok account. I've been trying to think about an alt TikTok account. Do you guys, either of you, have an alt account?
No one's found it yet.
You have one? I feel like everyone...
What?
Everyone's got like a cool second TikTok account that's like way more candid.
Yeah, like Britney Broski's, Chris Olsen.
And it's just
it's a
thing for them to shit post where but it's nice because sort of the casual vibe of those accounts makes this stuff more relatable to people. It's more but less of the pressure of being like this TikTok should perform because it's on my main account.
Yeah.
Same idea with the second YouTube channel or whatever, where a lot of people have a second YouTube channel and do better than their main channel. Because it's like, I just want to post something. It's a little bit not as pared down and edited. It's a little bit more stream of consciousness, whatever. Mm.
So you're going to start another McCall Bonsignore one?
I'm going to start 10 different dummy accounts, each one with a different day of the week.
Yeah. I think that's good. And just see what works.
And four
You've
got to
make the algorithm.
Monday.
Yeah.
You know, this year is a leap year. And I always wish that February 29th, instead of falling in the normal Monday through like Sunday calendar, like had its own day.
Yes, yeah. Keith.
Like February day.
Yes.
Oh, I
it's
do
like,
agree
it's
with that.
It's a bonus day.
Yes.
And it exists outside of all the other days.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's kind of a holiday. I think you shouldn't have to work on it because you don't work Monday. You only work Monday through Friday.
I really agree with this.
I think it would be better for our calendars to allow that to be this special once every 4 years holiday.
No commerce allowed.
Yeah.
None.
Nature Day.
The bank shut down. Cash doesn't work.
Traffic lights are turned off.
Turn everything off.
It's the purge.
It's the purge.
Purge. By the way, good time to have a purge. Every four
Great
years?
Right?
Once every 4 years. I like what
is
I'm
it,
hearing.
Is it on the fourth year or is it every 4 years? On the fifth year?
Third. No.
What do you mean by that?
I got you.
It's leap year. How many years in between before another leap year? Three?
Four.
So it's on the fifth.
No, it's on the fourth.
No. Because it goes 1, 2, 3, 4 regular years, fifth year.
You're not counting the rest of the year that occurs after the day.
Starts on 0.
Yeah.
0 to 1 is 1.
2.
1 to 2 is 2.
2. 4.
2 to 3 is 3.
Yeah,
3
it's like
four
how
is 4.
Yeah.
It's like how's yeah.
So 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, rainy. See.
So you're telling me. Yeah. You're telling me years work like numbers.
Very similarly.
Weird.
What's really hard is like, okay, I'm turning 27 soon, and it's actually, I've completed 27 years. It's not that I'm now starting my 27th, because we don't count 0 to 1.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
which
fuck.
Is so confusing.
That is really confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're done with 27 years.
I'm
but
done.
In Korea, they do say you're born at 1.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. That
I
feels
think
even
some
worse.
Other countries to do that too.
Start at year 1.
Yeah, you are born and you are 1.
And then
they
two.
Count like you're pregnancy, your gestation is your first year of life.
Shit, you're right. So when people turn 30, you finished 30.
Yeah.
It's not your 30th year. For my 30th year.
We just ruined some people's lives.
That sucks.
We just ruined. Yeah, some people just heard this and they're like, oh, I'm not in my 30s. I already finished 30.
But I guess, I mean, that's also cool. Desiree is doing a destination birthday party, which I think is really funny.
Are we invited?
I don't know about you.
Probably not.
I think that my phone must have been off. Weird. I get why these two guys aren't invited.
I bet you are.
Yeah,
invited.
But what about Miles?
What about me? I'm sort of cool. I skirt under the radar.
Yeah, invites haven't been sent out.
Okay, good. So there's a chance.
Still time. There's still
absolutely
time.
Getting cut.
Where's the destination?
I don't know. I got to ask her.
Because I may also have a trip at the same time.
Zach's it is your birthday too.
Jealous. So maybe I'll be there.
You guys have a...
When's your birthday, Zach?
July 26th.
How old are you turning?
Well, I'll be finishing my 34th year.
Oh, 34, really? I always picture you as like 26.
You know,
really?
My dental hygienist asked me, she's like, how old are you? 24?
That's very sweet.
That's nice.
I was like, wow. Cool.
That's
really nice.
Should we do Keith's?
Keith, I would love.
Wanna know what's so funny? This has been recording a video just right here.
Post that on the main.
You've been spying on us?
Yeah.
You were recording us?
Caitlin posted a draft TikTok I made as a joke on the Try Guys account recently from a long time ago. Watching Jeff and Tana's.
I was very confused as to what that post was.
Well, it's Jeff and Tana. It's a Jeff and Tana ship.
The mouse is under your chair. Okay, guys, this is my slideshow.
Loving the blue, Keith.
Keith presents the slideshow, a definitive guide to slides.
Yes!
Yeah.
Here we have...
Meta.
What? Why isn't it going?
Keith's slideshow.
This is a classic. This is actually a light-up slide.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is a light-up slide. This is a personal slide.
I want that.
This is a little guy. But now, obviously, we're familiar with lots of slides. You got the curly.
Yeah.
You got the big metal one that burns in the summer.
Scary.
You've got this. Uh-huh.
That's too scary.
Which sort of looks like an alien, but yeah. It's a concept for a slide. But honestly, if as a child, I'd be really excited for this playground.
We all love the swirly slide, but it never went as fast as you wanted it to.
Yeah.
When you're little, I find there's less friction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's, why is that? And why can't I slide today?
Because now it's like the weight to friction ratio. It's like
our bodies are too long.
Yeah, like when you're a kid, you're able to curve around. Your body's too long, so you get stuck like a log in the toilet. Yeah.
The worst is being in the middle of the slide, and then you have to do the little booty scoot to get your...
And then you hear another kid coming, and he's flying. And you're like, oh, shit.
He's going Mach 10.
Okay, so those are these slides, right?
They're really good.
There are more kinds of slides.
Whoa,
a water slide.
Oh, and this one has a jump.
This is a miniature water slide. We obviously know there's a lot more water slides than this.
That slide would go hard at the
counter. There's also ice slides.
Cool. What?
Which is a frozen water slide, but obviously a totally different experience.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah, so that's an ice slide.
That's terrifying.
Also,
it's cold.
You know, other elements. You got air-filled slides.
Those are fun.
These are the ones you have to pay for.
These are sometimes...
What is that?
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
These are like birthday... These are sort of once-a-year kind of slides. Maybe twice or three times a year, but definitely not your everyday slide.
I find you don't really slide down them so much as you kind of bounce and fall. They get launched off.
I remember going to Six Flags, and they were like, it's going to be 2 tickets to ride the fucking slide.
Yeah, they're also... is that fun slide? I didn't include the fun slide today because it's controversial. It hurts a lot of children.
Is that the one where you go in like a little potato sack and you...
Yeah, too fast.
Some
slides are too dangerous. Well, then there's also the active sliding.
Wow.
Like a baseball slide.
Yeah.
Creative.
So these are athletic slides, obviously.
You're making me think.
This is a baseball slide. Other athletic slides includes a football slide. Yeah. This is actually to keep the person safe. There's also a football slide, and this is actually to hurt someone else.
Oh, wow. Yeah, slide their knee out.
Yeah.
It's crazy how they're the same, but they're different.
They're very different.
That is cool.
Those are some athletic slides. Other athletic slides. I'm sorry.
This
is something your car can do. Your car can slide.
And I love this.
This is a slide you don't want your car to do. However, sometimes your car can slide, and it's cool.
Ooh, this is
that's so Matt's going to like. I had a misconception that when you slid, it was because it was wrong.
Right, but this person wants to slide.
It's just kind of like a Tokyo Drift. You're sliding around the...
It's technically still called the slide.
And it looks like it's not Tokyo. It looks like it's Arizona.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you want to relax. You want to throw on a pair of slides.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Here we go every day.
By the way, someone whose English is their second language is like, this is why I hate your fucking language.
Now, a slide is not to be confused with a slip.
Okay.
But there are non-slip slides.
That's right.
Which is very different from a slip and slide.
This is great.
Other slides, you've got a microscope slide.
Oh.
Okay.
See, I wasn't even smart enough to know what that was.
Which you do put in and out through the act of sliding.
Yeah.
You can We're doing right now today, presentation of a slide. Originally, we used the projectors, and these are slides or projectors. And I'll leave you with one last slide. And this is a very inappropriate slide.
My God, that is so graphic.
This is an inappropriate slide.
That is unbelievable.
That I found. And
who made that?
And slides.
Can you think of any more?
And Keith, bravo.
Thank you.
That is brilliant.
Can you think of any more slides?
I'm thinking of sliding in the poles.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's the act of your ranking sliding down, or which normally it slides down as
you never hear about someone sliding up.
A slide remark.
You never slide up.
What'd you say?
Ooh,
a slide remark?
Yes, you could.
You can slide into someone's DMs.
There you go. Another kind of slide.
That's a slide. I think you were thinking of snide.
Oh, yeah.
I think you were, but I was okay. I also thought that's wrong, but maybe somebody has said a slide remark before.
Just a little slide remark.
Yeah, slide into the DMs.
Slide into the DMs.
Like how Miles got the job here.
That's right. I slid into Zach's DMs, and I said, hey, cutie, want a link?
Slide is a great example of something that's a noun and a verb with no changes. Right? What do you do on a slide? You slide.
That's a good point.
You slide on a slide.
I slide.
And you also slide on a slip and slide. You try not to slip on the slip and slide.
That is unique.
Then you fall.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Wait, I'm going on the slip and slide belly first. I'm already falling.
Right. But sometimes people, have you run a little bit on the slide? You might slip before you do your dive.
Oh, you don't want that.
You've seen that happen.
Mm. It's interesting that it's a word where if you do the first word, you failed.
Yeah.
Slide.
It should be called slide, not
the
slip.
The slippery slide.
Man, I remember going down the tube slide and being like, this is freedom.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have enough time to find the slide where it's on the tube and it's on the weird plastic that's often in other countries as a tourist experience. Have you seen those on TikTok?
No, what is that?
They're in a big tube and they're going down sort of a slick plastic, almost looks like a made of Legos surface. You ever seen those?
I think I have seen that.
They're in a rainforest somehow. I'm like, why is this built like that?
One of those unfortunate moments of growing up is the transition between enjoying slip and slides and then realizing that now you have a bunch of little grass clippings all over your body.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's also you get too heavy against the friction. Because it's like when you're little,
you don't
have that far to fall, and the force of your body hitting the ground is not very much.
Not much.
So when you get bigger, though, then you're like, oh! Like you hit the ground so hard, it's like knocks the wind out of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, going head first down the slim inside as a little kid, you're like, I am made of air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want you to find the kid closest to you, grab him by the shoulders, and say, hey, kid, you enjoy that slip and slide while you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that,
my slide is done.
It's concluded.
My slide show
is done.
That was great.
Thank you.
That's beautiful, Keith.
Thank you.
Really nice. Well, Rainey, we didn't get to your slideshow, which gives us something to look forward to.
That's right.
Next week.
You have one, too.
I do.
This episode went long. Slides part two.
Slides part
Rainey
two.
Also did slides.
Well, you also have a second PowerPoint.
I do. That I definitely made myself and didn't source from Patreon.
You did.
So they pay you to make a slideshow for you.
They already had them made.
Oh, I see.
I said, does anyone have a slide? Last night I said, does anyone have a slideshow prepared? I have to present at 9 a.m. And they said, we got you, Chief.
We got you, Chief.
Don't be afraid to ask
I'm
for
active
help.
In the Discord.
And speaking of asking for help.
That's right.
Let's do the theme song or the Miles theme song first. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, we're going to cut it in.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's device, it'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice, it'll go 4 miles. Advice, it'll go 4 miles.
What the hell is up? Hey, what's up, cool kids?
There he is. That's our guy.
What's up, cool guys and gals? Have you ever wanted to get micro?
Yes. Here we go. Whatever this is, I'm in.
Getting small?
Have you ever thought that maybe having a micro would be even better than having a big? I'm here to talk to you about wiping. Wipe as fast and as firm as you possibly could. Guess who likes to wipe? Steven Seagal. Clap. There's a clap brewing. Okay, here we go. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes you need to get dirty stirf clean. All with from the comfort of your own house, guys. We're talking about something, a product that you could have that's going to revolutionize and maximize the way you clean your body, ass, and countertops.
Tell me how to maximize.
Micro fiber cloth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You clean your body with those?
Well, you could, Keith. You could. It's not illegal yet.
That's true. It's not illegal.
It's not illegal to clean your body with a microfiber cloth yet.
I clean my glasses.
Obama.
Obama. Joe Biden's trying to take your microfiber cloths away. But basically, I bought a pack of microfiber cloths, and I've found that they're so much better at cleaning than a regular rag. And they weren't even really that much pricier. But guess what, Zach? On a microscopic level.
I'm looking it up.
You're looking at a microscopic speaking of slides, you're looking at it's that million tiny little fibers.
Oh, yeah, this little thing. Yeah, I got these. They're great.
That's why they call it microfiber.
Yeah.
Because regular cloth, okay. Yeah. I'm a fiber, normal.
Big He's fibers. Got the nooks and crannies.
These have nooks and crannies
they're
that you can...
They're kind of frictionless.
They're frictionless, but they're actually... Rainey, that's actually an optical illusion.
They're purely friction.
Because they're mostly friction.
Whoa.
Because when you put your hand on it, that's soft.
Yeah.
But when you put it on a surface, there's a million tiny little daggers ready to clean. Oh. Ready to do your bidding.
Yeah.
And that's why it cleans better than a regular cloth. Because on a microscopic level, it's fundamentally clean. So if you put it on your body, it's probably going to scratch.
Probably going to not feel good on
probably,
your body.
Probably, you know, that's interesting. It would be kind of feel good on your body.
When you're wet or dry?
We got to bring some for the next step.
We're going to clean my hand with a microfiber cloth.
I do have a little one. Scrub down.
Yeah, I've got a glasses one.
But I just highly recommend it. For windows, you don't need... Windex is a fucking sham, by the way. It's a myth. It's a fucking fucked up system. You're putting chemicals into the earth, people. Sounded like Alex Jones.
You did.
But... Basically, microfiber and water will clean your windows way better than fucking Windex. Windex can leave streaks. I find that microfiber water, unless there's grease on your window, if it's just fucking dust and dirt, it's going to be perfect at that.
But if you've been frying bacon next to your window, you will need Windex.
If you've been frying bacon next to your window like Keith loves to do.
He loves.
Just a greasy...
And my stuff job actually is by my windows. I like to carry it over to the window.
Well, yeah.
Because sometimes it's got so much smoke, I got to get out of my house.
And the sunbeams help kind of give that little extra crisp.
Yep. Crunch. So, yeah, microfiber cloths, guys, get fucking into it. If you're picturing a rag. And this is mostly for cleaning.
Use code MILES20.
For my own brand of microfiber cloth. The McCall cloth.
The McCall cloth.
Oh, by the way.
You need to make a microfiber brand that has like the scrub daddy vibe. You know, because I think it just needs better branding. Like, like Microman, the Microman.
I think that I think so frequently of micropenis.
Change it.
That it's hard to.
But we Microman. Daddy already has like an as a thing, but Scrub Daddy just.
Hey, I'm Microman. Who wants to be that brand ambassador?
Micro Daddy.
Micro Daddy.
No, you're going to get sued by Scrub Daddy, probably.
Micro Mommy.
What about?
And it's like a thousand, like, it's like a thousand, okay, whatever it is, it has to, I'm picturing you zoom in the commercial, and it's a thousand people holding cloths.
Woo! The Micro Cousins cloth.
Woo!
Woo!
And they get hosed down. It's like a wet t-shirt concert.
Micro Mob?
Micro Mob.
Micro Mob. Micro Mafia.
Micromafia. Murder those stains.
Love that.
All right. Keith.
Tripod. Have a good ass week.